there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Twizzlers. Long day, late night, feeling a little bored. Twizzlers is the ultimate sidekick for any moment of the day, no matter what kind of day you're having. The perfect level of sweet and a fun excuse to sit back and relax. Unwind with Twizzlers. To buy now, visit Hersheyland.com/Twizzlers.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. My guest on Life's a Beach today is at Seven Number Ones and is back with her latest single, Friend of Mine. She's scared of flying, but she's agreed to get on Alan Air tonight. I said, don't worry, darling, hold my hand. Have you guessed who it is yet? It's the fabulous Jessie! This is the final boarding call for Jess Glynn. This is the final boarding call for Jess Glynn. Jess Glynn, Jess Glynn, Jess Glynn, Glynn, Glynn. Jess Glynn, Jess Glynn, Jess Glynn, Glynn, Glynn. Jess Glynn. Thank you. Look who we've got on board. It's Jess Glynn. Hi, Jess, love.
Hi, how are ya?
Thank you for flying Alan Air.
Oh, thanks for having me.
It's a lovely plane, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really nice. Nearly as nice as Jet 2.
Yeah. Oh, Jet 2. I feel like I go on holiday with you and I haven't. Jet 2.
I've never been on it.
What?
How mental?
Your voice has.
I know. My voice is like not got off. It's been on there for years.
Your voice is long haul.
I know.
I wonder how many miles it's been,
it's
your
done,
voice.
Yeah. Far.
Yeah, yeah.
A really long way.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me on your plane.
Listen, last time I saw you was at the Attitude Awards.
I know, right? That was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was dressed as Ken. Oh, no, Alan, wasn't I? Yeah. Alan. So tell us, what are you like with travel? Do you like travelling? Are you a nice traveller? Are you one of those people that puts the seat back even though it's a long, even though it's short, you know, one of those
people?
Yeah,
one of them ones. Yeah. To be honest with you, I'm actually a really nervous traveller. I don't like flying.
Oh my God.
I know, it's a nightmare. But I am a nice person. Like, I'm not that girl that's like, I've got a 2-hour flight and then...
Yeah, I hate all that. Yeah,
I
come
know.
On.
Yeah, I don't need to.
And
you
you're
know.
Eating your meal and it's like resting on your tits.
Yeah, I know. But then it's like a long haul, you
panini
know.
Panini on. No one wants a panini on your resting on the tits. Because some arsehole has pushed the chair
yeah,
back.
Yeah, I know. It's true.
Just
and on them teeny weeny planes and you're like, oh, you just don't do it yourself in hope that the person in front won't.
Yeah.
Although it's quite funny because they can't see you and it's nothing to do with them and they'll still do it.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, oh, but I didn't put my hand back. Yeah.
Well, my friend did it once on a way back from Dubai and I thought she didn't need to do it, but the man used her ponytail to pull himself up.
No.
So I was like, it's my friend Michelle, she won't mind me mentioning it, but yeah, you shouldn't have pushed it back. It was just being rude, but he yanked it up and she actually looked visibly younger.
Oh, wow. Good for her then. So he did her a job.
Yeah. Took 10 years off her.
Yeah, wow.
So where do you love travelling, Jess? Where do you go?
I
love
know,
it.
Well, I'm one of these people that just likes to go to new places. I like an adventure.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I like an adventure. I like to see the world and its beauty. I also do like a bit of luxury. Look, come on.
Oh, we all like a bit of luxury.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. So it is nice to also, but I do like to see the world.
Yeah, I'm like still a proper traveller, yeah.
Kind of, yeah. I went travelling when I was like 19.
Where'd you go?
Well, I did like a bit of Asia, I went to Australia, I did South America. It was a lot. But I
That's
did it
a lot
a
of
very,
travelling. How long did that take
it was like
you?
Months, yeah. You know what? You know when everyone finishes going, like, oh yeah, I'm going to pack a bag and do that thing. Yeah, I did it. And it made me realise, oh, I really have a bit of a, I need to like get rough and ready. It was hard not having money and not and like sleeping in hostels and like.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was an amazing experience.
Yeah.
Like I really, like it made me appreciate my life a lot at that age.
Because the weird thing is, you know, like we earn good money and we have a lovely life.
Yeah.
And, but I feel it's, oh, I always talk about, because I went backpacking around Mexico. It's always those stories where you're in some like a peso a night. Yeah. I remember going
a
in my room.
A peso.
It was a peso. You'd go in there. I remember there was an Alsatian laying on my bed at one of these places. Who let the Alsatian in? That's in Oaxaca.
Yeah.
Honestly. And then I was involved in an earthquake.
Yeah, it's a lot,
Not
isn't
involved.
It?
I mean, I was in...
You can't...
I started an earthquake and had a few drinks.
Yeah, no, it is mad though, isn't it?
I
started a standstill. No, it was a lot though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, you go in these hostels and you just think... No, it was one of
And
the
you
most...
meet good people in a hostel.
You really do. But the thing is, right, all my friends had planned, right? So like, there was a group of people who've been at my school, whatever, and they're like, oh, we're going travelling. Me and my best mate were like, oh, should we do that? Went and worked for like a year, earned money, whatever. Didn't have a lot, so couldn't afford a lot. Went and just were like, booked the flights, and we're like, we'll just figure it out.
Yeah.
I remember landing in Bangkok, and like, I'll never forget getting out the cab, and this guy trying to grab us both, and like, we just literally ran into a corner with our backpacks and burst into tears. And we were like, where are we going? What are the girls? Where's everyone else? And we were like, where are we? Like, we had no idea. You can't do that. As an 18, 19-year-old, and you're like, got,
if
you're not
If you got kidnapped, no one would have any sympathy.
I know.
They were like, two stupid girls who've got there. We don't know where we're going.
No, we fully didn't plan it. Yeah. And we just went. And then this guy, and then we found this little door where we meant to go, where we'd booked the first hostel. We hadn't booked anything else. And this man was like, come. Didn't speak any English. Anyway, he took us upstairs. Anyway, he was taking us down this hallway. I kid you not, it was like a prison. Like, no one. They were like, it was like a hallway, concrete. And we were like, oh my God, we're going to get killed. And it was like this door. He got to this door. It had metal things over the like glass thing. And he opened it up and went, here. And we walked in and he slammed the door. We both stood there and were like, burst into tears again. And I was like, jumped on the phone to my mate. I was like, you need to book us a flight out. Yeah, it was started off scary.
Sounds like a travel lodge.
Yeah. But it taught me a lot, you know.
Yeah.
I came back a different person, yeah.
Well, this is you're saying how stupid not when you get there. I mean, what about me? I was invited to, my friend had a house in Tangier. I thought it was in Europe. I thought it was outside Malaga. It's in Africa. I went to the south of Spain and I said, can you drive me to Tangier? The man laughed in my face. He
Tangier,
said, that's across the sea.
Oh my God, I've never heard of Tangier.
Well, you see, like me, love. He said, come to Tangier. I thought it was outside Malaga. Yeah. I felt really stupid. I've gone to the wrong continent. That's pretty thick.
Yeah, that is a bit mental.
Yeah.
Can the two terrified girls with the rucksack sat in row C please stop screaming? This is a plane, not a roller coaster. Thank you.
What do you like when you do travel? Do you sample street food and all that?
Yeah, I've done all of that, yeah. I like to try everything. I'm one of these people that tries everything once in her, like, in her life.
What's the worst thing you've had in your mouth?
Please don't twist these questions. What is the worst thing I've had in my mouth?
Have you had like crickets, insects, frogs?
I haven't had a frog's leg. Do you know what? I have tried a snail and I absolutely hated it.
I had a snail once. Peer pressure. Everyone.
Yeah, peer pressure.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, I'll have a snail.
Yeah, awful. That's probably one of the worst. But weirdly, I did that in New York.
What?
I know. Everyone was like, oh, let's get escapade. What is it called?
Let's have an escapade. You got very posh friends.
I know. I was like, who's
it's escargot.
Escargot. Yeah. And I was like, oh, all right. What's that then?
My next question is, do you learn the language when you go abroad? Clearly not.
I do, you know.
Go on and tell us something.
I do try. I went to...
Say my name is Jess.
Oh, in
another language. In American. My name is Jess.
No, wait. Je, I can do it in French. That
go on then.
Je m'appelle Jessica.
Oh, very yeah. nice.
And I can do... What else can I say? Say thank you. Wait, how do you say thank you?
Merci.
Merci, yeah, that's yeah. it. And I can say come stai in Italian. How are you?
Yeah.
Tutto bene.
Tutto bene, that's good. Yeah. If you're having a conversation with yeah. yourself.
Dove?
How are you? Yeah. I'm fine. Thank you.
I do that often. Yeah, I don't often have anyone around me. Dove? Where?
Yeah, oh my God.
Dove gelato? Where's the ice cream?
Where's the ice cream? Now, this is yeah. brilliant. Yeah. It's like talking to someone from
recently,
another country.
How to say thank you in Turkish.
Oh, I don't know what's that.
Teşekkür ederim.
Oh, that's
yeah, it's a hard one, you know.
I know, what's it, just a little bit in Thai. Not noi.
Not noi.
That's what's... Not noi. Not noi. Someone told me that's just a little bit in yeah. Thai. I mean, completely useless.
I did learn a bit of Thai when I was in Thailand, but I can't remember it now.
Well, you're nearly kidnapped. You're lucky.
Obrigado is thank you in Portuguese. I learned that in
well,
Brazil.
Well, we do need to move on now, yeah, Jess. We can't just have 30 minutes of Jess Glynn saying one foreign word.
And just one word, like.
We must sadly move on.
Yeah, I understand.
Have you ever had a holiday romance?
Have I ever had, as in where you've met someone? You've just
yeah,
been,
just
like,
had a
oh,
fling.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, because sometimes people go, oh, can't yeah. wait to leave. But then some people are like, oh, I can't believe I'll never see them again. No. Did you have a fling?
I haven't had one of them, you know. Because you know what it is with me is I'm always so engrossed in the fun and the drink and the and I'm just like with my mates.
Oh, okay.
And then I'm like, oh, you know, and you know, we have fun and whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm just thinking, I've never had like a, oh, aww. Yeah. No, I know.
And now you know all the languages.
I know. I know. But the thing is like, I've been on these holidays, like, I don't know if you've ever been on an 18 to 30.
Well, you can't go now because you're famous.
No,
you can't go on one of
also,
those.
Also, I'm not 30 anymore. So,
oh, aren't you?
Not between 18 and 30.
So how old are you?
I'm 34, just turned. It's mental, isn't it? I look 25.
You don't look.
I know, it's mental, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
No, it's not that mental, I do.
What's your health routine? Not health routine, skin
What's
care.
My health routine?
What's your skin
Do you know
care?
What? Auntie Betty, my great aunt, 98, right?
Wow.
She looks 70 and she's like hot water, cold water, so I do that.
I
She's
need
like,
to
that's
do
my
that.
Trick, Jess, hot water, cold water. And her other trick is Elizabeth Arden, little oil pearls. She's like, that's all she uses on her face. Do you know about them?
I've heard those
She's like,
ones.
All I've ever used on my face are these oil pearls.
I need to get some oil pearls.
Oil pearls, yeah.
Yeah.
Although
hot
I...
water, what? Hot water, you look like a jet wash.
No. She's like she's like basic as it comes. Like, she's like literally gets her hot water in her little flat in Essex. And she's like, boosh.
Oh,
yeah,
that's a good idea.
Yeah, hot water. And then she's like, do you remember? Do you know? She told me the trick. She was like, I learned it off an actress. So I saw her tell a story, and the reason she looked so good was because she did a hot water and a cold water.
Ah,
so that's what she does.
That's good.
I do that. I don't. The oil pearls are quite oily.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've tried them a few times, and then I'm like, oh, Betty, not for me.
On Allan Air, we pride ourselves in being multilingual, so we would like to say to our frequent flyers, Salut, hola, guten tag, hola, godag, shikamu, yasas, salamat siang. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Twizzlers. Long day, late night, feeling a little bored. Twizzlers is the ultimate sidekick for any moment of the day, no matter what kind of day you're having. The perfect level of sweet and a fun excuse to sit back and relax. Unwind with Twizzlers. To buy now, visit Hersheyland.com/Twizzlers.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, You want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
What gets your goat when you're travelling? Because you travel all over the world singing and everything.
Gets
what,
my goat?
Yeah, what's the thing that, like, do you hate, like, a noisy room?
I hate a noisy room.
There's a skid mark on the hotel towel.
Oh, wow.
What, no,
have
I mean,
you that.
I would leave. Yeah,
if
that's
I saw
disgusting.
A yeah,
that is disgusting.
Mark. However, no. If you were travelling when we went travelling, you'd be like, oh, well,
oh,
you'd
I know.
Be like, well, it is what it is.
Yeah, those one peso hostels,
yeah.
My God, yeah. Because I this is a grim story. When I went backpacking, I saw my first and only corpse. I saw a corpse, a dead person.
I'm not laughing.
And I said to my friend Catherine, I said, oh my God, because she knows I'm a nervous traveller. I said, that's a corpse. She went, no, he's not. He's having a kip. I said, who sleeps like this? He was like,
oh,
mouth open, eyes.
Was he definitely, yeah.
I mean, I was like, that is not, no one sleeps like that.
Yeah. I wasn't expecting that.
No, I mean, so that's, but you don't, now I have this lovely love, I don't see all that shit,
yeah.
Which I'm quite pleased about. I'm not going
to
say, who wants
yeah,
to see a corpse
see,
on
yeah.
their holiday? What was I saying? Get what was
I mean,
saying?
I have to be honest, if I was going away, that would get me, yeah.
I think I would come home if I saw another corpse. So what do you moan about
what
then?
What do I moan about?
Do you moan or do you get... Because
I can
my
be
ex,
like...
I used to moan to my ex and my ex would do the moaning and I'd be like, oh, just ignore him. But
yeah,
I was the one that planted
that
the
made,
seed.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I think what would really get me, what would annoy me?
What if they put you in a noisy room?
Like a noisy room would bother me, yeah.
Yeah.
And also like...
Smoky like room, someone's had fags in there.
Yeah, smoky room awful, noisy room awful. Also, I'll tell you what does annoy me actually, when you're not near the lift and you've got to walk down a carpeted thing and you've got your suitcases, that does that weirdly.
Well,
no,
Jess. You don't want to be near the lift.
No, but like if you're...
Ping, I've been near the lift.
Okay.
Ping,
yeah,
ping,
true, yeah.
Ping.
But I hate going down and they're like, they'll take, do you know what? I'm so blessed and I will not complain.
You hate
it.
Walking down corridors.
But they're like, take you to the room and they're like, oh, I want to take you to the room. And you're like, all right, here we go. And you're walking along and you're like,
I'll get
your
steps in today.
I feel like I sound like a right princess, but it's like, yeah, it's one thing I don't like is being really far away. From
I get that. But then, yeah, like I said, you don't want to be near
that. Then it is also like,
lift.
You know, opposite.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I can do 5 steps.
What's the best place you've ever been to?
Oh, that's a good question, isn't it?
Full of good questions on Life's
the
Beach.
The best place I've ever been to in the world. Well, like my favourite place in the world is Italy.
Oh,
I love Italy.
Yeah.
Like that's my favourite place to go to. But we're talking about best. It's a really weird one, you know. I've been really fortunate to go to some amazing places in the world. I'm just trying to think. Sri Lanka was insane.
Oh, I've just come back from Sri Lanka.
Have
I
you?
Loved it.
Is it not one of the most beautiful places?
So lovely. Absolutely. People are great.
People are like the kindest. Food is insane.
Yeah, yeah. And tuk-tuk. I think we should have tuk-tuks here.
Yeah,
but
I
not
agree.
The ones that charge you £100 to go 2 metres.
Yeah.
But do you want to know something?
Tell.
Because I was just eating curry all the time.
Yeah.
I was even fatter, double the size I am now, and I'm a fat fuck now.
No.
The man threw me out of his tuk-tuk because he couldn't get up a hill.
Did he actually?
Yeah. He said, too fat.
Do you know what, though? I just think those tuk-tuks, though, in there, that's just, firstly, that's rude.
I know.
That's very
But it was doing a wheelie when I got in
but
the back.
I have to be honest, though, I was just about to say, because I got in one with my family and they kicked us out.
Really?
Like, no.
Why?
I was with my mum and they were like, no, like, because it wouldn't go. So maybe it's actually to do with the fact that they're not. Built
Thank
for...
you, Jess, for saying
no,
that. Because
serious.
Too many people fat shame. I think maybe there was something wrong with the engine.
Yeah.
And the smoke that
engine.
Was coming out of it and the wheel spins.
And he'd been
the
using
tires.
It for too long. He hadn't pumped the tyres. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right.
Thank
you for saying
that. No, I think so, yeah, 100%.
So where did you go then in Sri Lanka? Did you go
I
to that...
lion? Everywhere, you know.
Did you do Lion's Rock, the big monument right in the middle? It's a mountain.
Did you do that?
Amazing.
No, we did a little like safari thing and then we did... I went to all the where they make the tea.
Yeah.
I went where they make Yorkshire.
Oh, that's...
Yorkshire...
You went to Sri Lanka where they make Yorkshire tea.
Oh, yeah, that's where they grow the tea. Sorry, is that not bad to say?
I thought it was in Yorkshire, isn't it?
How mental is this? The Yorkshire gold comes from Sri Lanka.
Of course it must, because it's tea. We don't grow tea over here.
Yeah. Oh, you're like saying it's from Yorkshire. However, it must be someone who lives in Yorkshire must have been like, I'm Yorkshire.
Yeah.
I'm going to... I don't know, actually.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Isn't it mad? And then I was like, wow. He had all the tea farms and he was like, I have the Yorkshire here and then we do this one here. Mm. Yeah, and do you know what he did tell me? Mm. And like, this is probably not helpful for certain brands. However, I was like, so when I get my tea or like my pucker and I get my herbal teas, he literally was like, I can't talk to you about that. And I was like, why? And he was like, it's all a myth. He was like...
Wow.
Unless they're like fresh flowers or like actual... chamomile or whatever, when you're buying those tea bags that say they're chamomile or say they're this, he was like, I'm really sorry, but they're just not.
Yeah.
And I was like,
did you go, you know, in Sri Lanka, because I think that, did you go to the top of this place
where
they do the tree? And then we heard this like club music, and did you go near that thing? And it was like Ibiza, there was like a bar playing like tunes in a swimming pool halfway up this thing. We couldn't believe it.
I can't believe it either.
No. Did you go on the long train journey from Kandy to...
I did loads of things, by the way, and I haven't done any of this.
It's the most beautiful train journey anyway. And do you know what? I got off with someone on the train.
Did you?
Yeah, I never got off with anyone.
With a Sri Lankan?
Yeah.
Wow, I love that. They are stunning and they're lovely people.
He was so lovely.
Yeah, I think,
but then
honestly,
I had to get off the train and he went carried on.
Oh, you didn't take him with you?
Like a kidnap.
Come on, man. I don't know.
I said, look at this, trunk of the car. Bang. Listen, I'm not that desperate for a shag.
No.
I have to kidnap people.
No, I mean, like, do you want to come on holiday with me?
No, he had he had a family.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, it's a long
so
story.
So he went on the train, had a little home wreck moment.
I know. And I awful. What happens on the train stays on the train.
For both of y'all.
Yeah, I was like a little tea leaf. Yeah. He picked me.
He didn't stay on the train, though. He came a little tea leaf.
Well, you know, I'd had a few drinks.
I know. Anyway.
But no, if anyone's listening and they want to go... because I think with Sri Lanka, it hasn't got the... I love India, don't get me wrong, but it hasn't got the madness of India.
I've never been to India.
Oh, yeah, that is amazing. Awesome.
I've always wanted to go. I really, really want to go.
All the cliches about an attack of the senses, smell, sound, is so true. Yeah. And I love the fact that they love cows and cows are just walking around and you have to stop if the cow's in the motorway. You just got to go.
They're just like, they're holy, aren't they?
Yeah. And then you'll be on a beach on a sun lounge and then a cow will just walk
past. Aren't they really special?
I love that madness. It's great.
But they're special people there as well, aren't they?
Yeah, very.
Like my best friend, he's from Pakistan, and like he lived with his nan, and she was the most incredible woman. She didn't speak that much English, but every time I went round there, she's unfortunately passed away. She'd bless me.
Oh,
it was like and she'd be like, oh, and she did this thing, and like would blow on me, and I'd be like, oh, I'm all right now.
That's
and
crazy,
so I was thinking, if you're in India and you're getting that every day, you must feel amazing.
I'm not a particularly religious person, and I've said this before, but I went to the Taj Mahal, and even though it was so crowded with people, I felt so peaceful there.
Yeah, I bet.
And I said to my ex, I said, oh, my God, I feel very centred. Yeah. And you can see why someone's built it. This is a very special, loads of tourists, but I still just felt so calm and centred. It was so strange.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
So, listen, when are we going to see you live again? Are you going on tour?
Well, I'm going to do some summer shows next year.
Oh.
I've got a few lined up.
Yeah.
I need to get back on stage. Been a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Because last time I saw you was the Spice Girls. Oh. That was amazing.
I think that's one of my favourite shows. Oh, man, that tour was just everything.
And I know this is a stupid thing to say, but Wembley Stadium, wow, it was huge, wasn't it? I know it's huge, but I saw you.
Huge.
I know, shock, horror, showbiz exclusive. Wembley Stadium is huge. But I mean, does it affect you, the size of the crowd you play at? Because you do festivals and everything. Is it, do you still just see it as a normal gig? Or are you like, oh my God, this is Wembley Stadium?
Do you know what? It was mad, like, because there was quite a few at Wembley, I think. It was more than one. And it was like, I remember the first one being like, oh, whoa. And like, it was pretty much packed out when you go out.
Mm.
And like, I wasn't sure whether it was going to be, but it really was.
Yeah.
And it was just like, I think when you get out there is when it hits you.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it is overwhelming when you go in there and you do like your sound check and you're standing in the middle and you're like, hold on a minute. It's gonna be like 80,000 people here. And then when you like go off and then you actually, the like show starts and then you're like coming on, I'm like, and you just hear, it's like this echo. Because when you're in Wembley, it's really weird, the sound. So like when you're on the stage, it's kind of all right. But then the minute you start walking out onto them platforms in the middle, it's a bit like, because like the sound starts bouncing and you're a bit like, oh, and then you hear all these people and it's a bit, that's when it's really overwhelming.
Yeah, yeah.
But it actually is like one of the most incredible things that everyone, well, if everyone is having a good time, it's like the most igniting feeling.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah,
I know. I was just watching you thinking, oh, how can you do that? I mean, it's just
terrifying. Yeah, I am a really nervous performer, so it was absolutely terrifying.
Well, it didn't show, love.
Yeah, it didn't show. It is terrifying, but it's amazing.
Hello, everyone on Alan Air. If you want a panini and a lukewarm cup of tea, scream! Yeah, awesome!
It's only a kick. A jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Add a berry blast off for your day with the new Berry Pebbles. A berry twist on a classic breakfast. Perfect for giving those growing minds a blast of creativity. With a new Berry Way to Pebbles. Yabba dabba do you with Berry Pebbles. Head to postpebblescereal.com to learn more. Yabba dabba do and the Flintstones and all related characters and elements copyright and trademark Hanna-Barbera.
Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
So you'll bring out an album and then tour next year,
so
is that right?
Yeah, so I'm going to bring out my album early next year. And I'm going to...
Do we know a name of it?
Yeah, but we don't know a name.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Okay.
All right.
But yeah, no, it's all ready to go. We're good.
Ooh.
Yeah, no, it's
what's
exciting.
The vibe? Because a friend of mine, that drum and bass...
It's so not... Do you know what's mad?
Yeah? It's not drum and bass.
It's not.
It is drum and bass.
No, that's drum and bass album. Sorry, it's mad that I did a drum and bass
album. I'm not telling you what your album is. I haven't heard it. I've heard Friend of Mine, which I love.
It is drum and bass, I know, and I love it. Yeah.
But it's not a drum and...
No, it is drum and bass. Friend of Mine is drum and bass.
I know that.
I love it. I love the drum and bass, and I've never done a drum and bass song, and actually it's like so exciting when the drop comes in and you're like, whoa, ding dong.
Oh, I know. Rossi, can you get it? Yeah. Lovely.
Someone's just joining our flight.
I know, this is completely ruined. People think... I know. You can't say...
Do you know what? The album's still... It's like, I'm a pop girl, isn't it? So it's like, it's pop, but it's maybe a little bit more like mid-tempo ballady, but also got just... I don't know, it's a mixture, isn't it?
I've read some interviews about it, and it feels... Are you being more... Is it introspective? Are you?
I think it is a bit more introspective.
You have opened your heart.
Yeah, it's
a bit
open heart, a bit more emotional. Yeah, I think so. I think it's just that I haven't released music for so long, and over the past, like, what is it, 4 years, 5 years since my last album, which is mad, Tan and Adele, literally, I just can't believe it's 5 years this year. I've grown. I've changed. Do you know what I mean? It's like so much has happened in my life. And like, I think I'm still obviously Jess, but I'm just like, you know, a more secure version of myself, I think.
Yeah, yeah. And there'll be something wrong if you're frozen in time and you're feeling the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. And I think for me with this record, when I was going in the studio and writing, I just was like a lot more, I want people to get to know me. And like, at the end of the day, like, I wear my heart on my sleeve. And when I go in the studio and I write, it's always very personal. And it's just turned out that way, that these songs are very, like, introspective, yeah. Mm. I like that word, you know.
Introspective.
I'm
going to
use that. I'm stealing it.
Why don't you call the album that?
Yeah, why not?
Introspection. Oh, my God, that is a good title.
Introspection.
Yeah.
Introspection.
Do a song called Yorkshire Tea.
Like, Something else.
Do you want to do Love on a Train? You can. I'll tell
love
you
on a train.
About me and my That's my Sri Lanka.
Love on a train.
He went in my tunnel.
That's a real good one.
Yeah,
really. Lyrically,
really catchy. Yeah. Great for Christmas. Christmas single.
That is. Lovely.
This is your captain speaking. We are on our final approach to our destination. Cabin crew, get ready for landing. Cabin crew, get ready for landing.
Okay, we're about to start our descent. Time for a quick fire round, okay?
A fire round.
Nudist or not on your Nelly?
I'd do nudist.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, why not?
I'm not offering you. It's just a good...
Yeah.
Okay, great. Mojito or mint tea?
I don't like mojito.
Okay.
Mint tea.
Have a mint tea. They probably pick it where you went in Sri Lanka.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Mm.
Alcar or Algarve? Would you rather go on holiday with me or go to Portugal?
I'd rather go with you, Con.
There's a bit of hesitation there. I won't take it offensive.
I was thinking, I've been in Portugal. I'm in a way with you.
Yeah, give it a go. What's the worst that can happen?
I think we'd have
both
a
get
fun.
Kicked. We would. We'd definitely get kidnapped.
Yeah, on a train.
And last but not least, tip 'em or fuck 'em. Do you tip 'em or do you think, fuck you, I'll never see you again?
Oh, I am a tipper.
Oh, that's nice.
But occasionally.
5%, 10%, 20%.
I'm a 20%. Well, what is it? I'm a top tipper. I'm a
20%.
Yeah, go
good
on.
For you, girl. Good, make it rain.
I worked in that world, you know, like you need to.
I've done that.
Yeah, I had to.
Tips do mean a lot to
they
people.
They mean a lot, you know.
I know, all right, I do tip. I tip.
Listen, I tip 2%.
2%, I mean, yeah, why even bother? That's an insult. Well, thank you so much, Jess. If you'd like to go and pick your emotional baggage from the carousel,
yeah, I'd love to.
Your flight with Alanair is over.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you for flying Alanair.
Thanks, Jess. That was so much fun. Don't forget to check out her brand new single, Friend of Mine, and go and book those tickets to see her next summer. She's all over the place. Thanks for listening, frequent flyers. Remember, amigos, life's a beach.